All right, welcome back to Talk Pharmacy. On this episode, I talk to Josh Sanchez and Cameron Phillips. That's right, two guests on the podcast at the same time. So just when you thought I couldn't be any more impressive, I do something like this. Josh and Cameron are fourth-year students who talk to me about their first appy here on campus with the Office of Student Services, where they're focusing on recruiting new students into the program. We talk about why new student applications are down and what they're doing to help increase enrollment. Take a listen. Okay, welcome back to Talk Pharmacy. Joining me today in the luxury high-rise Talk Pharmacy building, recording here in the studio previously owned by Prince, Josh Sanchez and Cameron Phillips here to talk about their experience so far on their first appy at the Office of Student Services, where they're recruiting new students into the pharmacy program. Gentlemen, thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So besides recruiting new pharmacy students, what else do they have you doing at the Office of Student Services?
Well, we are working right now under the marketing and outreach team down there. Cammy, they just hired her. She comes from a business background, so she's really good at marketing and product placement, and that's really what we're learning most about is how to promote our business, which school pharmacy technically is a business. So that's what we're doing right now.
Can you talk about how you guys or what you guys do to get people interested in pharmacy?
Yeah, so actually we're going to be working on a couple of different events this summer, primarily working with high school and college students. And essentially what we're trying to do there is basically broaden the public's knowledge of what a pharmacist does. So I don't know if you're aware, but over the past few years, applications to pharmacy schools across the nation have been declining, and CU is not immune to that. So they've experienced a decline in applications as well. So,
okay, so it's all over, not just CU. That's interesting. So do you guys know the numbers, like, how many applications were we getting, you know, previously versus now?
Yeah, we have a couple of figures here. First, we'll start nationwide. The peak was about in 2010. There was about 106,000 applicants nationwide. And last year, that decreased to about 75,000.
Wow. Why do you think there's such a huge drop in applications?
So I think a lot of it has to do with the public's misunderstanding of what a pharmacist does. So a lot of people still believe pharmacy to be a one-track profession where you're primarily working in a retail community setting, i.e. Walgreens or King Soopers. And I just don't think that appears to be as glamorous to a lot of, particularly high school and college students. So essentially, a big part of what we're doing this summer is trying to promote the information that pharmacy is more than just working in retail. We're trying to promote the fact that pharmacy is a career that has an ample opportunity to pursue whatever specific field you like.
Right. So more clinical versus before. But, I mean, they had high numbers before. The public, you know, the general population's idea of pharmacy, what were they just promoting it better before?
It's tough to say. I know one of the hypotheses here at CU is going into the 2000s, there were about 90 schools of pharmacy. And in the past 15 years, we're up to 135 schools of pharmacy. So I don't know what the average number of students is, but if you were to assume that the average class size is 100, you know, that's a potential 1,500 less that could come to CU, that would apply to CU.
Right. That's probably a big factor, right? Just so many pharmacies. We were talking before, how many pharmacy schools are there in California?
There are now 15 schools of pharmacy in California, which is our biggest feeder state.
Okay. Gotcha. And we only have two here in Colorado. But, I think that's probably one of the biggest factors. Is there anything else you guys think that are influencing? Is it just not that many people interested in pharmacy for reasons probably Cameron just stated?
I think other people also, because there was a report that came out again in the late 90s that said there's going to be a huge pharmacy shortage, which created this big boom. And a lot of people now are concerned that the job market is just too saturated. If you're a prospective student now, you're looking, well, if I graduate in potentially 4 to 8 years, that's going to be how many more pharmacists in the job market?
I think that's a big factor as well, because I know in my undergrad, I was working at a retail pharmacy, and every day there would be other companies trying to recruit our pharmacists. And at that point, pharmacists were getting signing bonuses, and now that's certainly not the case. But your guys' job is trying to increase the numbers, right? The number of applications. That's what your primary role is right now?
That's correct. That's what we've been working on this week. And I think an important point to mention here is that as the laws change surrounding pharmacy, I think we're going to see another increase in job opportunities.
Right.
So I don't know if you're aware, but the legislature was recently signed by the governor to expand the pharmacist's role in the healthcare services.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. So now that we have provider status, is that what the school suspects, that there's going to be more job openings for pharmacists or more potential ways to make money?
I think it'll definitely change and increase the potential amount of revenue a pharmacist can contribute to a company. So by being able to get reimbursement for intellectual services, for those healthcare services, it could definitely impact the role a pharmacist plays in any job setting.
Let's talk more about what you guys are doing to promote pharmacy and get people interested. Can you kind of talk about that, what you guys do, what kind of events you guys hold?
So our largest event for this summer is going to be an international presentation at the HOSA conference in Tennessee this June. So essentially that's a group of students primarily in high school that are interested in health professions. Currently, this group has a very large base, I want to say in the hundreds of thousands, of high school students across the United States who are interested in health professions. However, pharmacy is not represented in this base.
Oh, wow.
So almost every other health profession is represented there, you know, MD, physical therapy, mm-hmm. dentistry, so on and so forth. However, pharmacy has no presence, or I would say a minor presence at these events so far. So by us attending this event and increasing our presence there, we are trying to get more involved in this organization to increase awareness for pharmacy, especially with these younger students, to generate additional interest.
Sure. That's international, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe the attendance this year is speculated to be in the 9,000 range.
Pressure's on.
Definitely.
So not only are you representing, you know, CU pharmacy, but you're representing pharmacy in general, just a profession, right? Because they don't have a big presence there anyway.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and Dr. Jarvis has done a lot of work to get pharmacy a spot there. The way the HOSA conference works for other professions is each state has its own chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take nursing, for example. They have their nursing chapter. They host a competition, and it's a skills competition where they compete doing various activities that a nurse would do. The top performers from each state go on to compete at a national level at this conference.
Okay.
So what Dr. Jarvis has done is created a pharmacy, Colorado State Pharmacy chapter, created a competition and have people compete in this. And the next step is to get all the other states on board, because we can't send our students to compete against themselves.
Right.
So that's what next year, we believe that we will have a pharmacy competition at the national level. That's our goal.
Right. And is this, okay, so this is a yearly conference. So last year, pharmacy didn't have any presence?
Last year, I think pharmacy may have had a booth.
Okay.
This year, I think we have 6 booths.
Okay.
Cameron and I are giving a presentation about antimicrobial resistance, Dr. Borgelt is giving a presentation about marijuana. Hmm. Pharmacy is going to play a very big role in that conference this year.
This is going to be our largest event for the summer.
Okay.
Obviously, with that scale, it's tough to kind of rival. However, right. Throughout the summer, we are doing smaller presentations. And another project we have been working on this summer is a poster presentation for the AACP conference that Dr. Jarvis will be attending in Anaheim this summer.
Okay.
And essentially that's going to outline the work we're doing at HOSA this year to help essentially recruit other pharmacy schools to generate interest in kind of unifying with us to make our presence at HOSA in the coming years even larger.
Okay. So you mentioned that you talked to college students, high school students. Can you list specific examples of what you guys do with these students to promote pharmacy?
Yeah, so they're right now, or tomorrow actually, we have a day with the UPP program, which is undergraduate pre-health professionals. It's, I'd say, about 20 students interested in some form of healthcare. They've been on our campus for 2 weeks, seeing what the campus is like, interacting with the students, and each day they get to hang out with a different profession. Yesterday they were with dental, today they're with medicine, I believe. Tomorrow is their day with pharmacy, and we get the whole day with them. We're going to take them through all kinds of various activities. Those include we're going to show them how to make chapstick, lip balm that they get to take home. We're going to go through vaccine technique, also injection technique for insulin. And we're going to show them how to sterile compound IVs. So
cool.
Some of the stuff that they don't know a pharmacist can do, because we spoke with them actually on Monday, these same students, about just how important it is to talk with the advisors at the school to make sure your prereqs are good, your ducks are all in a row.
Right.
And they did not really have a good understanding of what a pharmacist did. And tomorrow we're gonna open their eyes.
So when you're talking to these students, do you find a common misperception about the pharmacy career? I mean, Cameron mentioned that most people think of pharmacists as, you know, it's just those people that are in the back of convenience stores that just pretty much just count pills. Do you find that's a common view with these students?
I agree with what Cameron said. That's the general perception. And in speaking with those kids, you know, I think the majority of them wanted to be MDs, and they said because they wanted to prescribe, they wanted patient interaction. And now we can tell them, you know, provider status, which is actually, we're supposed to call it pharmacist provision of healthcare services, to be politically correct.
Oh, okay.
You know, under that, you know, a few years down the road, we'll be able to prescribe. Pharmacists that have the same role in Oregon, they can do strep testing and prescribe antibiotics.
Right.
So it's not too far down the road that pharmacists will be able to do that, and there's plenty of patient interaction. So that's what we need to make people aware about.
All right. So going back to the API, it sounds like you guys get a lot of experience giving presentations and educating other students. So is this an API that you recommend for students that are looking to get into academia once they graduate?
So I would say this rotation would be extremely useful to any student who is trying to pursue something other than retail. So it's great interaction with all of the professors and administrative staff. You really get a chance to know and work with them, which is obviously an excellent opportunity for getting letters of recommendation.
Right.
You get to see a different side of pharmacy. Obviously, you do get to work with the administration, so you get to see a lot of the behind the scenes, you know, what goes into deciding what prereqs the School of Pharmacy will accept.
Mm.
You know, how do we obviously generate interest in the profession of pharmacy? So there's just a lot of other, facets of pharmacy that you get to be exposed to in this rotation.
All right. Well, that concludes the time we have for this episode. Guys, thanks again for taking the time to be on the podcast.
Well, thank you very much for having us here.
Yeah, thanks for thanks for having us on Talk Pharmacy. I know it's a pretty exclusive list of people to get to interview, so we're honored for this opportunity.
No problem. And for everybody else, thanks for listening to Talk Pharmacy. Take care.